Well, good morning. This is a time that we've added on the online service, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And, of course, at the 11 o'clock service, we are meeting at 11 o'clock. Hope and pray you can come. But the online service is a blessing also, and we're grateful that we're able to do it. But when we think about all kinds of things that goes on in our life, especially if you pay much attention to the news or whatever they call news and things that are going on around our world, you know, sometimes we just need to think about a beautiful word. You know what that beautiful word is? Rest. Wow, that's something that we can often be surrounded by. But culture of stress, striving, burnout, hasn't this year created a lot of that in our lives? I think we are in a state of Advent now as we're celebrating the birth of Christ, Advent season, Advent of His soon return, and also the Advent of coming into 2021. This year, 2020, has been a rough in a lot of ways, amen? But did you know you don't have to wait for a special time, or you don't have to wait for vacation, or wait for a few days off of work to be at rest? What do you mean about that, preacher? Well, as a child of the living God, you can live in peace and rest every single day of your life. And you're the only one that can choose to do that. You don't have to go through life anxious, worried, afraid, stressed out. Jesus has something much better for you. You can make a decision to live in God's rest, regardless of your circumstances. In Matthew's Gospel 11, verse 29 from the Amplified Bible says this, "Learn from me, following me as my disciple, for I am gentle and humble and in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quietness for your souls." Wow. Rest, renewal, blessed quietness for our souls. Doesn't that sound great? Well, that's the life that Jesus came to give you. He said, "I give you my peace." And for many years, I had no idea how to live that kind of life. I've been growing and maturing in the Christian faith, but it doesn't come instantly. You have to be able to grow into it. And I did spend many days worrying, stressing out over a lot of things. Well, not a lot, almost everything. Are the kids going to be okay? How are we going to pay the bills? Am I making the right decisions? What does so-and-so think of me? And I come to believe, I don't care what so-and-so thinks of me. I only want to know what God thinks of me. And if God thinks I'm one of His children, I know everything will be all right. And I hang on to that hope. I don't know if you can relate to anything and you find yourself battling stress all the time. Well, as I turned these anxious thoughts and feelings over to God, He became and began to show me that stress doesn't have to run my life. Oh yeah, preacher, sure. I was still going to face stressful situations, but outside of my circumstances, I don't have to have that worry anymore. How can that be? Can I really have inner peace? Well, the same is true for all of us. And you think about it. You think about the weather. Think about things that are going on around us right now. Storms may rage on the outside, but God will give you rest on the inside. He promises the peace that passes all understanding. So in Christ, you can be full of joy, full of laughter, full of peace, and calmness, despite what may be happening around you. Circumstances don't have to be the final say in your life. God does. Now, I've been thinking also about some things about how life is and how we want to, I am just dying to get married. I am just dying to do this. I am just dying to go play golf next week. I am dying to do that. And you know what? One day, you'll wake up dead. But the peace that passes all understanding, that gives you the full joy and the laughter and the peace that passes all understanding, knowing that you have much better things ahead of us. So just don't worry about things, and only take, I can only do it 1 second at a time. Some of our renewal programs say, take 1 day at a time, and that's more than I can handle. I take it 1 second at a time. Now, don't get me wrong, I am still very human, and I still have these challenges, and I still face stressful circumstances. But God is with us. He will fight for you. In Him, you can find rest. Jesus said it this way in Matthew 11:28 from the Amplified Bible. Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What's that mean? It means refreshing your souls with salvation, hanging on to the blessed hope, hanging on to the salvation. So when we come to the Lord and lay our burdens and cares at His feet, He promises to give us much needed rest. And always remember this, life in Christ isn't a life of stress. It's full of peace and joy and rest for your soul. So why do we celebrate a time called Christmas? And why do we celebrate the blessed hope that we received at Christmas when Christ came? And why do we put ourselves through all the stress and all the preparation and all the physical things that we do around this time of year? And I want to challenge you to just do what Jesus said. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Well, what a joy it is just to kind of come and blabber a little bit and come with my thoughts and also my prayers, because I do pray for all of you, intercession, I can't say that word today, and with a prayer of intercession. And hope and pray that we can come into agreement with your prayers that you're doing in a spiritual sense. We have a lot of prayer needs. We have a lot of things that are for our own church and our own community, and this time of the year especially, is there's a lot of people hurting out there. And we need to be able to touch them with the love that God has given to us, that we can share that peace that passes all understanding. We got to be able to do the physical things, help people physically, but we also need to help them spiritually. So on our bulletin, as you see all the prayer requests and different things, pay attention to them, read them, and if you have any prayer requests that you would like us to lift up, send Phil a note, send myself a note. There's information on the website how to get us a note. You can call, you can send an email. But we'd love to hear from you, because we know that there's a lot of hurting people out there, Lord. And just praying for one another allows us to understand that we have fellowship with one with another in a lot of different ways. But you know what? The most important thing about prayer, you can pray for yourself. You know, when Jesus was on the cross and He gave up the ghost, as one of the translations says, or give up His spirit, the veil in the temple was rent in two. What does that mean? Well, during the time when the Jewish people and all the other things that are going on with religions, they said, oh, you can only talk to God through the priest. Well, Jesus gave us direct access to the Holy of Holies. When that veil in the temple was rent in two, it gave us understanding and access directly to God. So we can talk to God ourselves, personally, individually. Hey God, I need to talk to you. Can I crawl up on your lap and give me a hug? And guess what? In a spiritual sense, He will do that. But we love praying for other people. So if you need a prayer, and it's something about holding hands or spiritually and just lifting up one another's needs, we're grateful that we're able to do that. But always remember, you can talk to the Father yourself. I like that song that Judy sang sometimes, that I'll talk to the Father for you. And we will talk to the Father for you. But the Father also wants you to talk to Him. He loves you. And the prayer that Jesus taught for the disciples whenever they realized that He was going off by Himself and they weren't sure what was going on. Why do you go over there by yourself like that? And He said, well, I need to rest, but I also need to talk to the Father. Wow, can we do that? Yep. And he said, I'll give you this prayer for a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. As we pray that prayer together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, God bless. We are meeting at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And if you're listening to this, you probably can't make it for the 11 o'clock service. But just know that we're there. We're practicing all the guidelines. And we'd love to have you come, especially as we're celebrating a special time when peace came into the world through Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a good day.